BBC News with David Austin. Turkish prosecutors have charged three people with negligence and causing deaths in connection with the country's worst mining disaster. 301 people died at the Soma coal mine last Tuesday after an explosion and fire. James Reynolds reports.
Turkey's state media reports that several dozen prosecutors are investigating the Soma mine collapse, and they've now made their first arrests. The police have taken some of the detainees to Soma's well-guarded courthouse for questioning. Their names have not been released. But Turkey's Doğan News Agency reports that those arrested include the mine's general manager and also its operations manager. On Friday, the company which owns the mine, Soma Holding, repeatedly denied accusations of negligence and poor safety standards.
Gunmen have attacked the parliament building in Libya and are reported to have seized a number of hostages. Some witnesses say the assailants are from the powerful Zintan militias that helped topple Muammar Gaddafi, while others say they were connected to the renegade former army officer Khalifa Haftar, who led a major assault against Islamists in Benghazi on Friday. Both groups want parliament to hand over power to the body drafting a new Libyan constitution. Rana Jawad described how the attack unfolded.
It started off with an attack against the headquarters of the Congress. It didn't last for very long, but a lot of heavy arms were fired as they breached the gates and went in, the Zintan brigades, that is, and then they withdrew. And since then, for another few hours throughout the evening, we heard a lot of gunfire and smaller explosions. We understand that that was perhaps a continuation of a struggle for power, and it was basically between the Zintan militia brigades and another rival militia that's based across the road from them.
The Malian Prime Minister says the country is now at war with Tuareg separatists in the north, and that troops are being sent there to retake the town of Kidal that the rebels partly control. Moussa Mara spoke after more than 30 people were killed in clashes in the city on Saturday. The fighting broke out during Mr. Mara's visit to Kidal. The rebels called it a provocation. The militants are still holding 28 people that they seized after the violence. French and African troops have been fighting to clear northern Mali of Tuareg separatists and Islamist forces. Colombia's presidential campaign has taken an unexpected turn when a news magazine published a video of the leading candidate discussing illegal interceptions with a former advisor. The advisor was later jailed for illegal hacking and espionage. The candidate, Oscar Iván Zuluaga, had previously denied any knowledge of the man's illegal activities. He'd been hired by Mr. Zuluaga's campaign as a computing security expert. World News from the BBC. Reports from Syria say that a top-ranking officer in the army has been killed in fighting near Damascus. A security official and opposition activist say that General Hussein Ishaq died of wounds during a battle to recapture the town of Mleya from rebel fighters. General Ishaq was the head of the government's air defense forces. State media has so far made no mention of his death. Emergency workers in Serbia have been preparing for what they call a flood wave on one of the country's main rivers, the Sava. A week of torrential rain in the Western Balkans has caused landslides, flooding, and at least 35 deaths. The rain has now stopped in Belgrade, but floodwaters from neighboring Croatia and Bosnia are expected to flow down the River Sava, raising the water level so much that it could burst its banks. The disgraced French financial trader Jérôme Kerviel has started walking back to France to face justice. He's due to start a 3-year jail term for a 5 billion euro fraud within the next hour. He spent the last 2 months on a protest walk from Rome. Hugh Schofield reports from Paris.
Jérôme Kerviel's return on foot from Italy to face French justice turned into a media circus over the weekend as the convicted rogue trader walked to within 100 metres of the frontier and then turned back. Now he says he's changed his mind again and will cross the border. In fact, the French police have given him until midnight Sunday to turn himself in, after which they say he'll be considered a fugitive and be the object of a European arrest warrant. Mr. Kerviel lost his last appeal against a 3-year prison term in March.
Inmates at a maximum security prison in northeastern Brazil have released 4 guards and nearly 130 other people that they took hostage on Saturday. Most of those held were relatives of the prisoners, including 15 children. They'd been visiting the prison at the time. BBC News.